Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it great to be together?
Amen.
And again, I want to welcome all of you who are worshiping with us this morning online. It's great to be together with you. Even though you're not here with us physically, you're here with us to worship the Lord, and we're grateful to have you with us. Here's a question that probably is on a lot of people's minds right now. Where do we go from here? You know, 2020 has been an interesting year at the very least, hasn't it? A lot of different things have been going on in 2020. The COVID-19 hit just after the new year started, this beginning of 2020. COVID-19 came along and we started experiencing all of the efforts, including what we're doing here right now, with trying to stop the spread of the virus, minimizing the number of people gathered together and all of those different kinds of things that were going. And ever since COVID became a daily thing that we were focusing on, we've been hearing things in the news and getting daily reports on things like the total number of cases, okay? So as of this morning, there were 329,577 cases in Virginia. 19,103,992 in the U.S. There's been 4,840 deaths. In the U.S., there's been 335,265 deaths, okay? And here's something that we've been hearing about every day in the reports and the updates is what they call the positivity rate, okay? That's the rate of positive tests, okay, each day that's come out. And as of this morning, the positivity rate in Virginia is 12.1%. Okay, now, here's something that I have yet to hear anybody talk about on the news. All right? The negativity rate. Anybody heard that one? Now, you know, they keep talking about the positivity rate, which in my mind is very negative. Okay? With a positivity rate of 12.1%, then the negativity rate is 87.9%. I don't know about you, but to me, that's a good thing, okay? But I think a lot of it has to do with where you're focusing and what's the message that you're trying to get out there to folks, okay? We have had been experienced and come to learn about lockdowns, haven't we? You know, various kinds of different lockdowns that have gone on. Here's another thing that we didn't know much about until COVID-19, social distancing, something that we all have to practice in order to get rid of the virus, right? We have seen a lot of businesses not just close temporarily, but go out of business because of COVID-19. And of course, as I look around the room and I see, you know, everybody's got their masks and we got to wear masks in order to stop the spread and be able to overcome coronavirus. A lot of places have been closed. A lot of your favorite places to go, stores, restaurants, and so forth, are closed. Can't go there anymore. How about our schools? Shut down, locked down, and we have been introduced to virtual learning. Okay, our children are doing learning, distance learning now, all by COVID-19 or as a result of the efforts to put a stop to COVID-19. That has been some of the biggest news and focus of everybody throughout the world in 2020, hasn't it? Okay, well, here's another thing that's been going on in 2020. All of the stuff concerning what is referred to as social justice, okay, that really came to a peak with the death of George Floyd and all of the stuff that surrounded that and the things that have been going on and it just kind of building and building and building. And so we have these calls for social justice that involve police reforms. We got to reform the police. We got to defund the police, some are calling for. So we're seeing these kinds of things happen as a result of this social justice movement that has really taken on and caught fire this year of 2020. Then there's the 2020 election. What do you say about that? Okay, you realize it's still going on, right? Okay, it still has not been finished. There's still, you know, the accusations of voter fraud that are being investigated, and by the way, should be, in my opinion. And then there's also the race that still has not been decided in Georgia. But did you realize there's still a couple of other races that have not been completed yet? Okay, so the election is a big deal in 2020, still ongoing as we speak. So a lot of stuff has been happening in 2020 that normally we don't generally experience to the degree that they have been this year. It has been a year that I think most people would go, let's just burn this thing, let's trash it and be done with it, right? And it brings back to that question, okay, where do we go from here? 2020 is about to end. And 2021 will roll in on Friday. Actually, Thursday night at midnight, right? We start a whole new year. Where do we go from here? A lot of people cannot wait until 2020 is over. I don't know about you, but probably some of you feel like, you know, this cat here. Is it over yet? Is it done? Are we done with this yet? Can't wait for 2021 to get here. Do you realize, though, if you're especially one of those people that can't wait for it to get over, that a year ago, at the end of 2019, we were, you know, looking forward to the new year, right? And most people probably had a lot of high hopes for 2020 and made their plans and resolutions and all of those kinds of things. What is 2020 going to have in store for me as I look forward to it? And then all these things happen. It's right where we are right now, on the threshold of a new year. What's going to happen? What is 2021 actually going to look like? Does anybody know? The answer to that is nobody but God. Okay? Nobody knows but God. And we can have all the high hopes we want to, or we can have all the doom and gloom we want to, and I promise you neither one of those is going to affect what 2021 is going to look like. You see? Because we don't have any control over what is going to happen. All right? We're hoping that things will get better for 2021. How many of you are doing that? Okay, sure. Most of us are. Sure hope that things get better in the new year. And probably more than that, we are hoping that it doesn't get any worse. Right? And some people say, what could possibly be worse? Don't ask that question. Okay? Don't ask that question. Because actually, it could get worse. Okay? It could get worse. People have put their hope in a lot of different things. And if you just kind of go back and look at what we've talked about thus far, there is a tremendous amount of hope in the vaccine. The vaccine is finally here, and now everybody can get vaccinated, and we can finally shut this virus down and get back to life as normal, right? And so the hope is in the vaccine, at least as far as COVID is concerned. And then there's the hope in the new president-elect and what's going to happen when we get a new government that comes in. And many people are hoping that all of that's going to go better and so on and so forth. Let me share a thought with you. No matter how you feel about the elections and the results that are there, you need to remember that Joe Biden was elected to be president because God put him there. Whether you like it or not, okay, he's there because God put him there. Consider what Jesus said to Pilate when he was standing before him being tried. And Pilate was boasting of his authority and power that he had over Jesus in his life. And Jesus said, "You could have no power at all against me except that it were given to you from above." We need to recognize that that's where all of the power and authority of any government, good or bad or indifferent, comes from. It comes from God. See? And we as Christians have an obligation to live as Christians no matter who is put in that place. All right? So, having kind of laid that foundation of where what's been going on in this crazy year, as people refer to it, and all of the stuff that we've had to put up with, and what do we have to look forward to in 2021? Well, there's two things that I want you to think about and I want to take away from here this morning as we get prepared for 2021. Okay? The first one, we need to remember that God is in control. Don't ever forget that. You see, we panic and we get worried and all kinds of stuff goes on when we forget that God really is in control. Okay? We look around and we see all the chaos that's going on. We say, "What in the world is going on?" And we start worrying and panicking because we forget that in the midst of all of that, God is in control. Okay? Now, society is spinning out of control. And it is spinning far, far to the liberal side. And Cindy and I were talking about this a little bit as we were coming in this morning. If you go throughout history, one of the things that you begin to realize is that most societies or cultures generally last, in terms of stability, around 400 years is about the most that you get out of most of them, okay? And most of those societies or cultures start out very conservative or very strict in terms of societal norms and rules and all those things, and over time they start going more and more liberal, and eventually they end up basically kind of falling apart. And that's what we're seeing happening in America today. It is moving further and further towards that liberal side. And so we see things like abortion on demand and without any apology. They don't even care. Abortion on demand without apology is what they want. Our governor, okay? Our governor is so liberal that he's in favor of infanticide. And if there's anybody that's in doubt about that, here's what the governor said in explaining his position. He said, "If a mother is in labor," and this is a quote, by the way, okay? He says, "If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physician and the mother. What are we going to do with this baby that's been born alive?" That's what he's talking about. And it refers to a bill that was introduced by the House representative in Virginia's House, Trans, okay? And he says about her comments about this that the furor over the bill and trans comments were really blown out of proportion. Seriously? You're talking about killing babies born alive and that's blown out of proportion? That's where we're going, folks. That's where we're going. See? The LBGTQ and whatever other alphabetical letters they keep attaching more on there. Okay? Don't want to be able just to do what they want to do. They demand total support. And if you don't support them, you will suffer in one way or another. Okay? The whole movement of defunding the police. Excuse me, but how is that going to make us more safe? You see? But these are positions that liberals are pushing more and more and more. That's the direction our society, our culture is going in. Okay? We have a whole party. We have two major parties in this country. One of them, the Democratic Party, is doing everything they can to erase God from their party and their platform. Last year, they proposed rules for the new Congress that eliminate the phrase, "So help you God," from any oath witnesses when they testify before the House. And I think it was 2 years ago, or maybe three, I don't remember the exact timing, But when they were introducing resolutions in the convention, they had to vote three times as to whether or not to put God back into the platform. And there was a huge boo by many of the people in support of that. So again, this is the direction that we're going in as a society. Non-marriages are now deemed marriages. Men are now deemed women. And life is now deemed non-life. And Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 5 and verse 20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's what the world is doing. See? The world has got everything turned upside down. And that's the direction that it's going in. And we've talked about this many, many times before. We look at the condition of things in the world, and we look at it and we say, things are bad, right? But they're going to get worse. All right? They're going to get worse. They are getting worse. They're going to continue to get worse. As the saying goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. But remember, God is in control, and the victory is assured. This fella, Norman Thomas. I can't read that in the back there. Said this, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it ever happened." And that's, again, where we're going. See? To go to a point where anything goes, whatever people want, there is no truth. It's whatever people want it to be. That's what's happening to us in America. And it's happening more and more all over the world. We worry in the midst of these kind of things, and we panic in the midst of these kinds of things happening, but God never does. All right? There are three things that you would never hear God say. All right? And this is to emphasize the fact that, yes, indeed, God is control. You realize that, first of all, God will never say, "I did not see that coming." Okay? That will not happen. God is never caught off guard. He is never surprised by anything that goes on. Okay? And so He will never say, I did not see that coming. The second thing that God will never say is, if I had only done such and such, or if only I had not done such and such. Because God never makes mistakes. You see? And so God does not second guess Himself as to what He allows to happen in the world. And the third thing you will never hear God say is this, which is something we say an awful lot, isn't it? What am I going to do now? You see, all of those kinds of statements, we say them and we express them because we get worried. And we start panicking as to what's going on. And that third question we find ourselves asking, what am I going to do now? In the midst of all of this that's happening, what am I going to do now? And we oftentimes express it in this worrisome, panicked mode. And so we need to remember, please, no matter what goes on, in 2021, okay, we need to remember God is in control. He reassures us of His power constantly and of His control. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 13, He says, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." And in verse 10, He says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we have a God like that, what do we have to be concerned about? And what do we have to worry about? He has promised to uphold us and even to hold our hand. What an awesome God we have. Amen?
Amen?
God really will make a way. No matter what's going on, He will make a way. John records for us what Jesus told His disciples, okay, before He left them. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." You see, the world has one way of trying to give peace to people. We walk around, "Peace, brother, peace." But that's not what God gives to us. That's not the peace that He gives. People talk about peace, and what they typically mean is, let's fix all the problems so that everything can be okay. And what God says is, in the midst of your problems, I will give you peace. So don't worry about it. "These things," Jesus says, "I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble." Okay? I mean, He's telling us flat out, you're going to have problems in this world. "But be of good cheer," He says, "for I have overcome the world." See? I've overcome the world. We have a God like that. What do we have to be worried about? Through COVID-19 and social justice and, you know, the elections and whatever else can be thrown at us, God has already overcome the world. So remember, He is in control. All right? The second thing I want to encourage you to focus on is to plan to live for Jesus. You're making your plans for 2021. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? What are you going to accomplish? What are your resolutions and all of those kinds of things? I want to encourage you to plan to live for Jesus. Okay? Make that your primary goal. The wise man in Proverbs 19 says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And I want to encourage you to really focus on that. Let the Lord's plans prevail in your life in 2021, no matter what goes on. Okay? Let the Lord's plans prevail. In the text that was read for us as we began this morning, where James writes to us about realizing and knowing, hey, we're going to go and we're going to make plans here and there, and we're going to spend time in this place or that place, we're going to make money, and we're going to do all these different things. And he says, you don't even know how long your life is going to be. Your life, he says, is a mist or a vapor. In the big scheme of things, in other words, it lasts that long. So, what we need to be doing is making our plans, okay, in terms of what is God wills us to do. Whatever He says, that's what we're going to do. And when you determine that you are going to plan to live for Jesus, then whatever comes along in life, whatever comes along in life, He is going to guide you through it, because you are working His purpose and His plans in your life. Okay? Secondly, live to please Him, not yourself. Live to please Him. And you know, that's an important one, because we so often, and myself included, we kind of get that backwards, don't we? So much of our lives we spend trying to please ourselves. We need to live to please Him. The Apostle Paul to the church in Thessalonica said, finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the name in the Lord Jesus, do this more and more. So, in other words, the idea is that we need to be living for Jesus, living to please Him, but we can never get to the point where we say, okay, I've done it enough. I've pleased Him enough. I'm good enough. No, He says, do it more and more. Okay? To the church in Corinth, he wrote, so we make it our goal to please Him. Is that your goal in life? To please God. Okay? Whether we are at home in the body or away from it, what is your goal? Third, we need to live in Him and Him in us. Okay? To the church in Colossae, Paul said, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. What does that look like? Have you ever thought about that? What does that look like? If you died and your life is now hidden, okay, with Christ in God, what does that look like as you interact with other people, as you go about your day, you go about doing the things that you do and going to the places you go? What does that look like? Do people see you, or do they see Jesus? If your life is hidden in Christ, they don't see you. Okay? They see Jesus. And that's as it should be. To the church in Galatia, Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ. And look at what he says. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's no longer I. It's not about me. That's his point. It's not about me and what I want and wanting to please me. And it's about him. And living my life for Him. And I do that when I have Him living in me. Look at what Paul wrote to the church in Rome. He says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Is the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you? Or again, is it all about you? If it's all about you, then there's no room for the Spirit. See? So we've got to allow for Him to live in us and us in Him. And then finally, we need to let tomorrow take care of itself. There's a song that Wesley led us just before we began the lesson this morning. Let tomorrow take care of itself. I don't know about tomorrow. Okay? But it will take care of itself. Look at what Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 33 and 34. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. And look at this last part. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And I think most of us in here know that by experience, don't we? You know? And I think the very same thing can be said about a year. We stand here, waiting and in great anticipation that 2020 is going to be finally over with and looking forward to 2021. But I promise you, 2021 will have enough trouble of its own. Okay? The question is, where do you go from here? What are you going to do with whatever comes along? Are you going to allow that God is in control no matter what's happening? And are you going to focus on living your life to please Him? That in itself will make all the difference in the world as to what 2021, and if we're still here, you're still here in 2022 and 23 and on and on and on until the Lord comes back again. That's what we need to do. Okay? Live for Jesus. After all, He died for you. So we need to be living for Him. Wesley has a song that he has chosen for us to use as an invitation song. And we extend an invitation for anyone to come. If you're here physically with us this morning, to come. And if you have a prayer request or a need that you would like for us to address, then all you got to do is let me know. Dale will be in the back to receive anyone that might like to have a prayer or conversation privately with him. And I'll be right up front to receive anyone that would like to come up here. And if there's anyone who yet needs to give their life to Christ, you can do that right now, this morning. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then do that. Call upon Him as your Lord and repent of your sins and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. And you can do that right now, today. For those of you who are worshiping with us online, Dale's phone number, I don't know, Wes's is not going to be on there, right? So Dale's phone number will be on the screen with the songs. And if you have a prayer request that you would like us to address, you can text Dale at his number and we will address that. And if there's someone out there who's not yet a Christian and you're ready to give your life to Christ, all you got to do is contact us and let us know, and we will make that happen as soon as is possible for you today. So, we have this opportunity. It's a great opportunity for anyone to let us know what we might be able to do to serve you and to help you to live your life more for Jesus. Let's stand together and